I haven't done one of these in like a week and a half, but here I am sitting here in the middle of a coaching search thing, kind of, not really coaching search. Do I call it a coaching search when it's not one of the Missouri State coaches being searched for, when we're not looking for a new one? It's kind of a coaching search for Tennessee, though. Well, it is one, but sitting here, I'm making chicken that takes 90 minutes for me. That's a 400 in the oven, and that's some chicken wings going in there, and 90 minutes, 400 degrees, and I won't get salmonella, and that's the goal here, but I'm sitting here, and I got nothing else to do for 90 minutes now that I don't want the apartment to catch on fire, so here we go. We're going to speculate on some coaching stuff. Pretty recklessly. I don't really care right now with this thing, so we're going to go as much into it as I want. That's going to be Missouri State. That's going to be UT. And that's going to be just those two. But we will also talk about Missouri State basketball, because that's of high interest right now, and you guys like that. So why not? But welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. This is the Wyatt Wheeler podcast episode whatever. I forget. I haven't done this in a while. Why haven't I done this in a while? It's because I've been working. I've been wherever the Lady Bears are, whether it's Iowa, or whether it's Chicago. So I've taken a few breaks, a lot of things I've had to keep an eye on these last few weeks. Whether it's Kelly stuff or just trying to find stories to fill the newspaper up with as much Lady Bears content as I could during an exciting time. And it was an exciting time. That was those couple of weeks had to be some of the most exciting, most fun times I've had on the job in my 2 years as the news leader. And really, since I've been at Missouri State, I always put the Missouri State baseball run a few years back when they went and won in Arkansas and ended up playing in Texas and losing to TCU. Probably is my highlight of covering sports so far. It was a Jake Berger team, Justin Paulson. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, I'm just sitting here. I can hear the chicken sizzling in the oven. The first time I didn't think that was a good thing, but now I know it's a good thing, I guess. I got chicken in there. I put some oil with butter in there, melted the butter in the pan to start out, and then I put the chicken in, and then I put some Cajun seasoning on the chicken, put some jalapeno garlic seasoning on there, put some butter on the chicken, and a little oil on each of the chickens, just a bunch of drumsticks, and I think it's been good the times I've had it. Somebody will probably listen to this and message me and say, Wyatt, you're an idiot. But I don't have salmonella, and I am happy. I'm a happy growing boy. So how about that? Today, we are going to be talking about the Missouri State women's basketball coaching search. There's not a coaching search. I keep saying that, but it feels like there's one with the amount we're paying attention to it. The potential of there one being one, because the Tennessee Lady Vols have one, and it's involving Kelly Harper, who is certainly deserving of the outside looks. Today on the podcast, we will be joined by nobody, because I just wanted to get this one out there and hadn't done it in a while, so why not? So we'll just start off. We'll talk about the Lady Bears. There's Kelly Harper, whether she's leaving or not. Today, we're filming this on a Thursday night at about 7, and there wasn't very much going on today. Not much in the Kelly Harper, Tennessee world. There's nothing really developing. Our Gannett friends at the news leader over at the Knoxville paper didn't have anything to bonus to report on Kelly. So that could mean that, if nothing else develops, it's certainly something for Missouri State fans to be like, oh, so she's the only name out there right now. Of course, there have been some other names floating around there, whether it's the TV personality who used to play at Tennessee. There's a Texas head coach whose name has floated around there. When you get online and you look at some stuff, everybody's name in the world is kind of floating around there. And Tennessee fans, of course, if you've been looking at what some of them are saying, whether it's the fan forums, whether it's the whether it's on Twitter, they don't really want Kelly. And I think there's just a lot of it's understandable. You know, Tennessee's definitely one of the most storied women's basketball programs in the history of the world. The late, great Pat Summitt made it that way, to where they were winning championships all the time, and not making a Final Four in 7 years has to be kind of weird for them. That'd be kind of like if the New England Patriots went on a break right now and they had Tom Brady. It's just like, what in the world's going on here? But, that's pretty much what's happened today. That's Jeff Walls is the fan favorite, and you don't know if Tennessee would want to hire a man for the job that Pat Summitt made so prominent for women's sports. It's kind of an icon thing. The Pat Summitt Court, Pat Summitt Arena, whatever they're calling it in Knoxville. I cover sports in Springfield. It's JQH Arena. But yeah, I mean, we're learning this Tennessee Lady Vol stuff together. Apparently, they have a good recruiting class coming in. Somebody's going to be in position to go in immediately, whoever's there. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on them to win immediately. And that's where people are just hung up on Kelly right now. I mean, this past season was the first year that she was able to actually win an NCAA tournament game, and she just happened to win two, and then play Stanford as good as anybody's played them all year, holding them to the second fewest amount of points all season. So you can see it from their lens. It's just like, okay, there's reasons. They feel like they should be getting the best coach. They feel like they should be getting a Gino Auriemma or Jeff Walls is the popular name, the Louisville head coach who's been to Final Fours and just got bounced in the Elite Eight. But apparently Jeff Walls isn't going there. He said on a radio show in the last couple days that he's not going there. So knock that out of there. So that's the big name. And then the only really name that's stuck right now, the only confirmed name that has been open to interview, has been Kelly Harper. And I mean, that's something that we all saw coming once they won the two games. I remember sitting in the press media room after the round of 32 win and being like, oh, she's gone. It just had that feeling because it was that impressive. And what she did this season, I mean, that's a story that you guys will all be telling for a long time. How Kelly Harper took a team with one senior to the NCAA tournament. She had what she did was miraculous this year. It was unbelievable. It's a story that a lot of us will be. A lot of us will remember Danielle Gitson for years to come. We'll remember just the run, being able to beat DePaul and then beating Iowa State at their home floor and playing Stanford as well as they did. Stanford just a little too long for them and the Sweet 16 in Chicago. If you get a couple shots to fall, you might win that game. They were closer than you think. They could have lost worse than it happened to if Stanford hit a couple threes that they usually knock down. But yeah, that's I said it in February. She's certainly deserving of anything that's coming to her, whether she wants to stay in Springfield and make more money. I would assume there's going to be an effort by Missouri State to try to keep her. The MSU likes their press, and they got a lot of positive press this year, during this tournament run, these last couple weeks when they were the Cinderella story of women's college basketball. And Kelly's good for them. Everybody loves her. That I work with, everybody that has to work with her, that never heard a negative thing about Kelly Harper. People would be super bummed if she left, but the cool thing is that we would be really excited too for her if she were to move on and get that job, because I mean, that's the for her, that's got to be the height of her profession. That's you've made it to where she might have dreamed the second she stepped out of Missouri State's. She stepped away from Missouri State's campus or Tennessee's campus when she was done playing. It's the height. That's a dream. I mean, that's if you want to be a head coach in college, and you went to Tennessee, you played under Pat Summitt. That's the job that you've got to look to, and that nobody can really blame her around here if she takes it. I mean, it's going to be hard. She's leaving behind a team that's bound to be tournament, that's got tournament potential for years to come. So young, Jasmine Franklin's going to be one of the best players in the Valley, if not the best player in the Valley for the next 3 years. There's a lot to be excited about here, but I mean, it's Tennessee and you're getting a lot of money. If they were offering me that much money, I would be leaving. But it's still going on. Maybe, I mean, if the rumor, there's been rumors saying that she's been on campus already. So who knows? She hasn't said anything recently. She hasn't come out and said she's not taking it, not looking at it, or even confirming that she is looking at it or anything like that. You don't expect her to do any of that. But, it's just kind of a wait and see thing. Maybe the longer it goes on, the more they're looking for other people or they're just waiting for the perfect time to announce it. But you'd think it'd come down soon. I'm sure they have their list of people, especially when, I mean, Holly Warlick, who was there, was leading them to the tournament in her 7 years, made it to one Elite Eight and a couple Sweet 16s, I believe. But, I mean, if you're going to get rid of a coach that's led them that far, you got to have something in mind that can take them further. I know the fans didn't really want Holly there anymore, and they were pretty excited when she left. But they've had to have somebody in mind when they're going to go try to upgrade, think they could take them to the next step. And Kelly's a great coach. We've seen it at Missouri State. She gets the most out of what she has as a parent by this last year, but is her track record enough? She hasn't really shown enough that says, hey, this coach is a lock to get them to the Final Four. I mean, she got Missouri State further than Tennessee did this past year, but what about all the years before? So it's just a wait and see thing. It's pretty much my thoughts on that. I feel confident she'd be good there. I mean, every past few years, even last year when they're making WNITs, not making the NCAA tournament, you just have that feeling like, okay, kind of a little spoiled with what we have from Kelly here. And might be coming to an end. It might just be the beginning of her building something special in Springfield, but we'll be happy for her either way. But what if she does leave? I was a little reluctant to film this segment, but I don't see the problem in saying a couple names. But if Kelly does leave, there are going to be three names that you're going to see on the internet because it's the internet. And we're going to talk about a little bit about them right here. But you're going to see Molly Miller from Drury. You're going to see Jennifer Sullivan from Ohio State. And you're going to see Jackie Stiles, the legendary Lady Bear, who is now an assistant coach. Two of those names I don't think will be considered too much. The other one I think is my favorite, the little bit I've been able to look into it. With Jackie Stiles, I know that's going to be everybody's going to be like, oh, let's go. It's Jackie Stiles. It's the legend. It'd be a fantastic story that I would enjoy writing for a few years. But there's also considering whether she would want it or not. And that's, that's something I don't really feel. I've been able to talk to her a few times. I have a good relationship with her. She's probably my favorite person on the planet to interview, honestly. But she's still undergoing treatment for cancer. She of course has the ocular melanoma in her eye, which is a form of cancer. Still undergoing treatment for that. She said she has a blind spot to where she can't see out her peripheral. She said that somebody could be standing right next to her sometimes, and she doesn't know they're even there. So that's one thing to keep in mind. She said she's probably going to need a little more treatment on that. But she also mentioned she only needs one eye. So she's one of the most competitive people on the planet from every legend I've ever heard said about her. And it's just, and it's going to be a popular name that people are going to keep floating out there, but that's a lot of pressure for her, because there's going to be expectations even at Missouri State when and if this job becomes available, and it might not, but that's going to be a popular name. Does Kyle Motes feel like giving? That's a big one on Kyle too. I mean, I'm telling you, this job is going to be so sought after by an up and coming head coach. And much like how Dana Ford came in saying the Missouri State job open up, there's going to be so many people that's going to see this as a good opportunity, because they're going to be able to come in with a roster that just went to the Sweet 16, losing one senior, and they're going to have to win pretty quickly. So Jackie, she could keep a lot of those players still intact, but it's a matter of, can she keep it going in the future? I mean, Jackie Stiles, I mean, that name you would assume sells. It's Jackie Stiles. She's the GOAT. But how often have you seen her maybe trot plays? It's on the sideline. I'm sure she's a great coach with the guards. Just kind of that attack mentality, been able to the work you have to put in to be great. I'm sure she's fantastic at that. And I just get a feeling that she loves what she does right now, being able to go sit in a small town hall and say, "Hi, this is Missouri State's the best place in the world to play. I'm Jackie Stiles, and I'm one of the best basketball players to ever play women's basketball." I have a good feeling that she really likes what she was now. And I think I wouldn't see her following Kelly to Tennessee either. The more I've talked to her, she's like, "Oh, I just want to be in Springfield and give back to the people who have given me so much." So that's kind of where I'm at with Jackie. If the name's going to come up, but it's a big thing on Kyle too. Kyle Motes, it's going to be, do you want to give a first-time head coach this kind of job? Because there's going to be a lot of pressure to win at this job pretty quickly, because it's a good one. And that brings me to Molly Miller. Molly Miller, of course, is the Drury Lady Panthers head coach, 148-17 in 5 years. The success at the Division II level is undeniable. GLVC coaches have been hired straight out of the GLVC in the recent past, whether the recent examples, Illinois State's Kristen Gillespie. She had 51-12 record. So that's not even a better record. It's not even a better record than what Molly has at Drury. She's a young up-and-comer. She's had so much success, whether in town. So that's Kickapoo. Kickapoo as a player, Drury as a player, Drury as an assistant, Drury as a head coach. But what you don't see there is success at the Division I level. She, of course, has a different style of play. Players on Missouri State's commented on that before when we were joking around with them when they were both still playing at the same time. It's just so different. And is that something you want to change immediately for a team that's kind of gotten used to the way they play? You don't want to change it up that much. And you also have to go back to the Nyla Millison. That's the coach right before Kelly. That's somebody that Missouri State hired straight out of Drury. She was an in-town person who had a lot of success, and that did not work out. That's something that's going to be fresh on the minds of everyone, just because it was the one right before Kelly. And I think that alone might be able to knock her out. I know a lot of people are going to bring up Molly just because she's the in-town girl with the success, and people enjoy that story. But just bringing somebody up to the Division I level because they're an in-town person that people like, I don't know if that's something Missouri State would want to do right off the bat, even though she's been successful. So we'll see there. That's an interesting name. That's going to be pretty popular among the fans, just because of the in-town person. But my favorite person is definitely Jennifer Sullivan, of Ohio State assistant, has the Missouri State ties. She was recruiting coordinator before going to Ohio State just this past season. She's the one who brought in a lot of these players. She has a lot of relationships already. Players know her by Sully. That's somebody that I think Missouri State will have circles. She was rumored for the Arkansas State job that went to Matt Daniel. But she has those relationships. Not a lot would change. The players already love her. And I know Jasmine Franklin, talking to her, she's like, oh, the one thing I wish I had was to be able to play for Sully. And I think Jennifer Sullivan would be, I think that's just a good name to keep an eye on. That's the one that I think that's my favorite right now. If it becomes available, I won't. There'll be a lot of other names that can completely come out of left field. I mean, there's a lot. Women's college basketball doesn't get the same looks or media attention that a open men's basketball coaching vacancy would get. But it's going to be, I think the cool thing about a potential job opening is that they're going to get a lot of qualified people who can keep leading this program to potential NCAA tournaments. I think this is a roster that can be nationally ranked to start next year. It should be nationally ranked when the postseason polls come out. It's going to be a pretty sought after job for a lot of people who want to get their first head coaching jobs that are at like jobs above Missouri State, or some of the best up and coming people are going to want to come to Missouri State for the facilities and everything like that. And just a good team already in place. And it's in good hands. I don't think there's a lot of work. There's not too much reason to worry. I don't think anybody will be as good as Kelly until they're as good as Kelly. And nobody's going to be able to sit here and be like, oh, they got somebody worse. It's somebody better. But it's going to be somebody who's well qualified, and I think there's not much reason to panic for whatever happens. But yeah, that's pretty much my thoughts on that. Missouri State men's basketball is still pretty exciting, even though we're a month removed from the season. I think the Missouri State edition of Lamont West kind of re-energized it a little bit, and today's news, today's Thursday, today's news of the Woschick twins moving on. I don't think that's a bad thing. I'll get into that more in just a second, but we're looking more at a complete roster by now. Dana said today in a statement that he doesn't believe any more departures, which I found a little interesting because I've heard otherwise a few things, but we'll get into that. Today's news, the Woschick twins are moving on. That's Shimon, that's Jan. Shimon's season, of course, came to an end because of an injury. Shimon was the better of the two. The rumors were coming in saying that Shimon was going to be in the transfer portal. And you just figured that when Shimon goes, Jan goes. And if Shimon's going to go, you might as well have Jan go with you, I guess. But yeah, Shimon's just that injury was so sad because you weren't able to see him grow throughout the Valley Conference season. Missouri State could have used that extra body, a little more length that they didn't have. Who knows how that changes things. Missouri State kind of did get good right after he went down, as bad as that is to say. But it's the thing about Ford, and it kind of is coming over from last year as well, is that he recruits players, and he's not afraid to go recruit better players to, in kind of a way, push them out in a way. You add Lamont West, who will be a senior forward this year, and he will probably get he'll get some of that playing time that Shimon would have been fighting for. So right now you're looking at Keandre Cook, who will play, Kabir Muhammad, who might take a little hit in minutes this year, but he's still a good energy off the bench. Tulio is the best player on the team. Lamont West has a chance to be the best player on the team. Josh Hall could be a starter, and that's some length at the guard. Tyrick Dixon could be the starting point guard. Gage Prim's going to be your starting center. Jared Ritter is your shooter off the bench. Darian Scott's going to take a hit because of the Gage Prim addition. Tulio is going to be able to play some different positions. Lamont West can play some different positions. So Darian might take a little hit there. Jamonte Black from Rockbridge, he could be he can be a shooter off the bench. He could also be he's a candidate to be redshirted this season. Tyam Freeman's coming off an ACL injury, the Parkview star. He could have a redshirt season to fully recover from that knee. He's an athletic freak. So when he comes back, he could be something. DeJuan Harris could be an immediate contributor to the point guard. He could be a second guard behind Tyrick Dixon. And Isaiah Mosley, who's yet to sign, that's coming up in the next week or so. That kid could play immediately. That kid could also take a red shirt, so they have 4 years of him afterwards. So that's a roster. When you listen to all those names, I think Shimon would have been pushed back a little more. He's a developmental guy that was going to take some time to it was going to take a little bit to get him there. And I don't know if he was going to be able to get that if he was still at Missouri State because of all these names that are now on the roster. Because this is a roster built to win now. This is a roster that's probably that keeps improving. So it's probably going to be the MVC preseason favorite. Just from people that I've talked to, that's most likely the case. It's a good roster. Lamont West comes in. Jeff Goodman had him as one of his best transfers in the country, and he's at Missouri State, so that's pretty insane for a year. There's so many different combinations of lineups they can go with now. And it's depth they didn't have just a few months ago. It's as crazy as that sounds. Sounds so much better right now. The Woschick, I was having a conversation with some guys in the newsroom today, and it's like I forgot the Woschick twins were on a team. That's how much they've kind of been recruiting. That's how crazy these names have started to become because of the Isaiah Mosley addition, which is huge for the program. And then there's the addition of Lamont West, which was confirmed tonight by the university that he's a member of the Bears for a year. So it's an exciting time. There's a lot of depth. There's so much different combos that they can do. It's a good time. It's an exciting time. They could start 1-7 and make the NCAA tournament, apparently. So no reason to panic. It's just a fun time for Missouri State basketball. Basically basketball everywhere. But yep, that's that. That was the Wyatt Wheeler podcast episode, whatever. I didn't figure it out in one of these breaks. But, yeah, I just wanted to get one out there because it's been a couple days. I'm making chicken. Didn't have anything else to do. I know this podcast was a lot of me. I'll try to get some other stuff for the next one. Thankfully, during this entire recording, there was nothing on... nothing breaking, so I can post this as quickly as I can and hope that it lasts a little bit. But yeah, I thank you for listening. If you made it this far, if you didn't, screw you, and you probably didn't hear that because you're not listening. But remember, if you are listening, you are loved, not by me, but by others. But I'm gonna see if this chicken's okay. If I'm not here tomorrow, it's because I have salmonella. Thank you.